Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will be looking at the role played by Scots during the Great War. We will consider particular activities of men and women in supporting Britain's war effort, and we will also look at the actions of specific Scots during the war. Scots played a very prominent role in World War I, whether this was fighting on the front line, leading the military, or providing other assistance too. Scottish soldiers made up a large number of the British Army's forces. It is estimated that around 1/6 of British soldiers that were first sent to war were Scottish, even though Scots made up only around 1/10 of Britain's total population at the time. There's a historical debate about the number of Scottish soldiers that died during the war. Some people claim that there was up to 200,000 Scots that died, which is around a quarter of all Scottish soldiers, but other historians believe the figure is closer to 100,000, which is still a very high proportion. There were many Scottish regiments which helped make up the British Army during the war. These included the Black Watch, the Cameronians, which were a rifle regiment, the Royal Scots Fusiliers, and the Royal Scots. Scottish soldiers were present at many of the war's most famous battles, including the Somme, Ypres, Loos, Arras and Gallipoli. The Scots stood out because they often wore kilts when they were fighting. Arguably the most famous Scot in the Great War was Douglas Haig. In 1915, Haig, who was from Edinburgh, was appointed Commander-in-Chief of Britain's Armed Forces and was therefore in charge of the country's fighting strategy. Haig has become a very controversial figure. Some people describing as a butcher, meaning that he sacrificed men without a clear plan for victory. However, others believe that Haig's tactics and plans were what was needed to win. Scots also played other important war roles. Large numbers of Scottish men worked in reserved industries as miners or shipbuilders, and they produced the materials which were needed for the country to be able to fight the war. Scottish women played an important role too. Some worked in industries at home making munitions, for example, or growing the food that the country needed throughout the war. Others went to the front line, whether to work as nurses or employed in non-fighting roles, including mechanics. One of the most famous Scottish women during the war was Elsie Ingalls. Ingalls offered to set up field hospitals in France and Belgium, but the British government rejected this help. However, the French government later accepted the offer.